Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Jack. I'm playing some different stuff than usual. I'm playing some jazz today. I think I've just been spending less time on listening to music in general, but when I've been listening to music lately, it's been a lot of jazz. And, well, there's no reason why I can't do a jazz show every once in a while, so that's what I've got planned for today. So, you just heard Out of the... it's the song Fall 77 from Out of the Woods by Oregon. Oregon's kind of an interesting band. They're, you know, a quartet. They're not just named after one of the members. You know, they use a lot of instruments from different cultures, and... it's not even like jazz rock, it's just jazz, and you know, one of the classic ECM bands or groups or whatever you want to call it. I got into them because of their guitarist, Ralph Towner, who his solo material is really great. Maybe I'll play some of it later. I needed something shorter to start off the show because a lot of what I'm going to play it is very long. I hope you enjoy it. It's a bit different. Next up, I'm going to play Warm Canto. It's a song by, I'm ill-prepared here. Mal Waldron, who started off as kind of a pretty conventional American jazz pianist, ended up playing with these guys, Embryo, who were this, like, German jazz rock band. And there's this song that he actually originally recorded with, I think, Eric Dolphy, and someone else on one of his earlier albums from the 60s, Booker Irvin. And then he brought it to this, you know, more progressive German band, and they recorded a really interesting version of it that I'm going to play next. So it's Warm Canto, Embryo version. Thank you. That was Warm Canto by Embryo. It's the Embryo version of a Mal Waldron tune. He was actually playing the electric keyboard on that track. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. If you listen to the original version, it's very slow and pretty, and it's from 1962. I mean, that's what it was. Definitely more in an earlier style of jazz than what was considered jazz at this point, which was the early 70s, I think 73. Some good soloing in the middle. It did get a little long, though, I will admit that. So next I'm going to play a much more recent jazz tune. This is from Jobby and EABS. I don't know if it's supposed to be read as an acronym or a word in all caps. I believe they're Polish. Yeah, so this is a collaboration between a Polish jazz group and a Pakistani jazz group, I believe. And this album came out in 2023, this year. Yeah. And this is the last track on the album, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. So this one's a shorter one. Please enjoy. This is Sun.
Pamagarisa.
You just heard Touch by Eberhard Weber, and before that was Sun by EABS and Jalbi. And yeah, there's a few things I meant to say. One, or well, I guess I didn't talk between them, so that makes sense. But I also forgot to say something about Warm Canto. I was something about it reminded me of another melody, and I remember that it's Your Funeral, My Trial by Nick Cave. I think that, I don't know, there's just similar, like, piano melody or something. But yeah, Sun, it's really cool to hear all the instrumentation on there. Definitely some, I think, Pakistani influence there. It's interesting because you already had groups in, like, the 70s, like Organ, which I played at the beginning, you know, bringing Middle Eastern and other instruments into their music, and same is true for Embryo, just not exactly on that track. There's some cool violin though, but yeah, Eberhard Weber is somebody I've been listening to a lot in the past few months, and he's really interesting because he's a huge player in the European jazz scene of the 70s. You know, worked closely with Manfred Eicher at ECM, played on a lot of people's records, and made some great ones himself. But he's also a frequent collaborator with Kate Bush, and he played on a lot of her albums. If you listen to Hounds of Love, tracks like Mother Stands for Comfort, which has this like really cool, I think it's like either fretless bass or even just like upright bass. But you know, you can tell that it's somebody who's coming from not the 80s pop, you know, scene, because it's some really crazy bass playing and sliding around and sounds like he does on some ECM records. And yeah, so I think he's great. Great composer and everything. Yeah. And with that, I'm going to play a few more songs from ECM, some Pat Metheny, some live Keith Jarrett Trio, and then yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. Some longer tracks coming up, so yeah, get ready for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was... Oh, don't have the headphones on. Yeah. That was 15 minutes of the Keith Jarrett Trio playing live in Denver, Colorado in 1987. That's Endless. And I don't know too much about that album, but a lot of, Keith Jarrett's stuff is... His live albums are completely improvised a lot of the time. And, you know, it's probably some things that he's composed in advance, but, you know, nothing that he's recorded before. And I don't really know how the trio did it, but a lot of it is pretty repetitive, in a good way, I think. You have these themes that carry through the whole thing and allow the drummer and the bassist to sort of go off of that and create some pretty interesting stuff. But it's very long. The rest of the album is pretty good too, but I think that's my favorite song from it. So I have less time left than I originally thought. I was really going to play two more songs, but I'll just play as much as this one, much of this one as I can get through. This is something I was listening to yesterday in my room and really probably annoying my roommates with. This is some Albert Eiler on his version of On Green Dolphin Street.
Bye.